So do they ever, I mean, if you want to play in Brooklyn that bad and you're willing to pay that extra income tax to live in New York and then, of course, part of New York City, because they tax you federally, state, and New York City.
So you when you could negotiate, you should figure that in, right?
Play for Miami. There's no state tax there. Play for Texas. There's no state tax. You end up with more money. And that's pretty much your cheap and trashy for this morning. Going to take a quick look at the roads at the 7 o'clock hour and come back. I really have not found what I would consider to be a worthy convoluted intro to Random Facts, but whatever. We'll still have a pop quiz question following with a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Light to moderate all over Montgomery. We're not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on your way into work right now. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded once again in Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. And, of course, Alabama and Auburn decor as well. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New truckloads are arriving frequently. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Open 7 days a week. Hey, visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
Today's show is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Dear 1980s, thank you so much for all the great memories, like acid wash jeans, big hair, glam rock, Trans Ams. Oh. And STDs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7. Stand.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden announces a $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue plan. It includes $1,400 individual payments and extended extra federal unemployment benefits.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest-hit small businesses survive the pandemic. And the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
He says today he'll announce a plan to get more Americans vaccinated for coronavirus, A lot of doses are sitting unused.
Some states are administering their vaccines better than others. The best, West Virginia at 69%, followed by North Dakota, South Dakota, Connecticut, and Rhode Island at 51%. The worst, Georgia at 20%, followed by Alabama, Hawaii, Idaho, and California at 26%.
Fox is playing flush test. America's listening to Fox News.
Why didn't you get your vaccine?
I dropped my hot pocket.
I guess. Welcome to Friday morning. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Jesse on today with me, Jay and Rich. We're all here.
Here we are.
Feel like I need a few days off. First the weekend's here and the next is gone. Sometimes you spend all day at work staring at the clock until it hurts. There's a world outside of that office door where your boss won't haunt you anymore. Getting through the week is such a bore. Why are the weekends oh so short? I'm done, I cannot wait. I really need to take a break. The weekend starts for me today.
For many, this is going to be a long weekend because the King holiday falls on Monday.
Correct.
I was telling Rich during the break, Jay, that I don't mind working those days, but they're always a little bit more of a challenge because so many folks are off. You know, retail, they're working.
No mail.
Right. No mail, no government workers on Monday.
I think the banks are closed.
Banks are closed, yeah, yeah. So you won't get your informed delivery digest. Boy, the mail's running really slow. I don't know what the hell's going on with the post office, but...
What do you make of it?
Well, you can make a hat, a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
I was thinking the same thing. That's funny.
I don't know. I'm going to reach out to a friend I know that is an insider at the post office. I never got... I'm still on paper billing with, never got a bill. So I checked to see if, maybe I just mailed it in and forgot. No, I hadn't made my payment, and I was 5 days late, so I paid it yesterday. I'd be very interested to see when that shows up. Then I'm going to call and complain. I'm going to cancel my Stars Encore. I'm going to have the box taken out of the living room and then threaten to go to Spectrum unless they cut my bill by another $25. How about that?
Well, talk to me when the mic's off.
Oh.
I'll give you a few tips.
says the man whose monthly streaming bill started, is about $5,000.
I started to say it on the air, and I thought, no, that wouldn't be a good thing to say.
I've been with them for forever, but the cost just keeps going up. And every month, it seems like it gets higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink.
App Broach Pterodactyl.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Well, this morning we're in the upper 40s. We were in the upper 20s this time yesterday morning. So what's going on? Well, we had just had a cool front that slipped through the state, and the winds are going to pick up later and become quite gusty out of the west and northwest at 10 to 20, gusting as high as 30 or 35 later on this afternoon. That's hard to believe, but that's true. So lots of sunshine today, but high temperature only about 55. We had 62 yesterday. Tonight, mostly clear, cold. Wind chill will be a factor. The overnight low 32, but the wind chill will be in the 20s. Tomorrow's high temperature only around 47, but the breeze will make it seem so much colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 20s on Saturday night, low to mid-50s on Sunday with more sun, and a nice warming trend begins around Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's the way the next few days look around here. And right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. Our temperature is 47 degrees now, and the time is 7:10.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
One of the problems that's come up with some electric vehicles is they make no noise. So
you don't hear them coming.
Yeah, and if you're like on your bike and there's an electric vehicle, you may not hear it when it's about to knock you off your bicycle.
True, into or cross the street.
Into the afterlife. Yeah. So, and Amazon is introducing new electric vans. They're starting out in L.A., which is a good place to start because they got smog issues there. They really have pollution problems. However, because it is so quiet, they have added a sound to it that makes it sound really creepy when it's coming down the street. This is that actual sound so that people will hear it as it's traveling down the road.
Whoa. That's bizarre.
They're landing!
Last part there, I'll play it one more time. Listen as you hear the scale go up. That's what it does when you accelerate. The faster it goes, the higher the sound gets. It's just traveling at regular speed. Now it's accelerating.
At the signpost up ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is... we'll see how it works out. But I thought it qualified as a rocket science type of thing.
But you're right. I listened before I crossed the street with Chase to hear if I hear a vehicle coming.
That's how I know. I stay in the right lane. Yeah. But, you know, I'll hear an engine. And I want to thank my neighbors for being such good drivers. They always give me room. And, of course, I give same in return. Applied Security, we had a... amazing call from somebody the other day who called them, and they set up a closed-circuit video system for their home. And he just had to call and brag on it because it was so well done, so effective, and he loved working with Mark and Vicky. When it comes to your security, you should work with a local company. And Mark and Vicky have 4 decades of experience in securing homes and business with state-of-the-art but easy-to-operate technologies. What good is it if you can't remember codes and all these other complications? If you want strong, solid, effective security, talk to Mark and Vicky because they can handle that for you. And they're a phone call away, 279-8338, 279-8338, for the best in securing homes, businesses, and properties. Applied Security, Alabama, Electronic Security Board Permit number 276. Local news and random facts coming up. Get your note-taking devices handy because it will be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lowndes County grand jury has officially indicted the man accused of shooting and killing the late sheriff, Big John Williams. Authorities say William Johnson shot and killed Big John Williams in November of 2019 at a Haynesville gas station. Johnson's arraignment is scheduled for January 29th. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will then be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 o'clock. And Pike County officials say District 5 Commissioner Charlie Harris has died. Harris served on the Pike County Commission for 28 years from 1993 to 2021. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications. and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Today's program is brought to you by Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
People who say millennials look stupid are the same folks who sported mullet haircuts, bad porn mustaches, leg warmers, and parachute pants.
And now,
want to win a prize? Mull it over while taking notes on
random
nice
facts.
A lot of words in there, too.
Yeah, to get it in that amount of time, yes. Very, 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 very good.
Thank you very much.
Did you know, mainly this one's for you, Rich.
Okay.
There are only 5 countries in the world that still officially use Fahrenheit to measure temperature. Do you know those countries?
Well, obviously, you know, United States uses
that's correct
Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Yeah, the United States.
Yeah.
Any other? Because that's the only one I knew. And the others I did not know.
No, that's a good one.
There are a lot of places you want to go, though, I can tell you that.
Okay, go ahead.
The Bahamas.
I was going to guess that.
Oh, that's right. And I've been to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I didn't think
yeah,
about that.
Belize.
Oh, yeah. I do want to go to Belize. Belize me.
That's so corny.
The Cayman Islands.
Oh, okay.
Just a few know of us.
Gosh. I'm getting excited.
And a place called Palau, P-A-L-A-U.
I think that was an island we took back in World War II.
Palau?
Do they have all-inclusive resort?
You should just do a tour of the 5 places that still do Fahrenheit.
Palau.
And you'd be good to go.
Wow.
Did you know, in 1985, the Soviets developed something called the Dead Hand? It was a doomsday device that apparently is still around. In the event that the Soviet and Russian chain of command is totally shut off, completely whatever, an automatic system could detect a nuclear first strike and then launch a retaliatory strike completely on its own.
I believe that we have...
We have something like that, I believe,
sure.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called the Dead Hand.
Do you remember when there used to be B-52s in the air at all times to Strategic Air Command?
Yeah.
At ready to...
NORAD.
Yeah. But that stopped, and I forget what year. Someday, do a random fact. Find out about when that ended, when the B-52s that used to always be in the air, and they were...
You know, there's a lot of B-52s still in service, and that plane is almost 70 years old now.
Well...
Since it was first introduced.
The Hurricane Hunters use a form of the not B-52.
C-130.
Wikipedia shows something called Operation Chrome Dome. It was a Air Force Cold War era mission from 60 to 68. In which B-52 Stratofortress's strategic bomber aircraft, armed with thermonuclear weapons, remained on continuous airborne alert, flying routes to points on the Soviet Union border. But I don't know that that's the one you're talking about.
It is. Then they would fly to their fail-safe point.
Yes, and that's the basis of that movie.
Right.
And that wasn't made up. The hypothesis is, what if they get the code and there's no way to reach them or get them to turn back?
That's almost like the Crimson Tide movie, the submarine movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A close call during the Cuban Missile Crisis with submarines.
Right.
Not just airborne.
Did you know snapping a wet towel can cause the tip to go as fast as 120 miles per hour?
No wonder people don't like getting snapped by a wet towel.
It usually goes faster than that, to be honest with you. Not 120 is just what they clocked it, but, you know, if you can get the towel to make that crack, it's going a lot faster than 120.
And did you know it hurts like hell?
Can break skin, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know 30 years ago, you had anywhere from 15 to 17 minutes to escape a house fire. Nowadays, you have about 3 to 5 minutes.
Why?
There's more plastics in your home, and there's more petroleum-based products in the house, as well as the floor plans are more open. There's bigger rooms, and there's higher ceilings. So, yeah.
Jeez.
I used to have nightmares when I was a kid, because it was kind of frequent then. It wasn't unusual to hear of a house
fire
down, yeah.
Yeah. They're more frequent this time of the year because of space heaters sometimes. Space heaters are bad.
That was a thing in Florida. If it got below 50 degrees, yeah. People would put those things on and almost inevitably a news story. Yeah. And it was usually somebody who was cracked up, you know, put on the space heater and it fell over and that was that.
Right.
Did you know? Well, we know that Star Trek was saved by Lucille Ball, of course. She was the one that pushed for it. But that was just to keep it on the air. Initially, to get it on the air, it still almost never happened. The very first pilot was rejected by NBC because it was too sexy, too cerebral, and it lacked action. The second pilot, entitled Where No Man Has Gone Before, that was the one they picked up with. The original pilot apparently was not seen until 1986. Something called The Cage was
right.
The name of the episode.
So they eventually incorporated the original into an episode. Yeah.
Did you know Robert Sherman? Any of you heard of Robert Sherman before? Mm-hmm. It's a very random name to throw out there that you might have heard of, but if you haven't, that's fine.
Is he a writer?
He is. He's a husband, he's a father, and he's a songwriter as well. Anyway, his son had polio. And when his son received the polio vaccine, he noticed that the medicine that they gave to his son was put on top of a cube of sugar.
Right, yeah.
Which is where he was inspired to write "A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down." He was trying to write a song for Julie Andrews in Mary Poppins. He couldn't come up with something until that.
What are the ones...
I did not know that.
As
That's
kids,
a good story.
As kids, we had to take sugar cubes for what? What was that about? It was not polio. It was...
I remember, but I... you know, the sugar cube thing, but I don't remember what it was for.
Coming up on Random Facts, we'll be splitting hairs, but we're going to talk about the peak of TV attention and the exact date that can be pinpointed. We'll also talk about a famous photo that was doctored. It's a quick little random fact, but to give any hint of it, we'll just give it completely away. But there's only, apparently, there's still at least one person in the U.S. living with this today. We'll talk about that. The belly button. We'll talk about your navel. And the very first DVD.
He's going to talk about the navel. Aren't you excited about that?
Yeah.
Orange navel.
That's what I did. Thank you very much.
That was funny.
All right. It is 7:24. Terry Adams was here with us yesterday afternoon. We were talking about Adams Motorsports. You know, and Terry's a guy with a deep conscience. And last year was an incredible year for Adams Motorsports because of the coronavirus and the lockdowns and the limitations on what people can do. People got to be free, as the Rascals once said. And one of the ways they could do it was to get out into places where they didn't have to worry about masks and lockdowns and all that. And those are the products that they sell at Adams Motorsports. Many of them made right here in Alabama by Polaris. He was telling us yesterday that Kawasaki and Suzuki are still offering single-digit interest rates, real low interest rates on products. And the interesting thing is they really don't have to do that because when it gets into Adams Motorsports, it gets sold. Important, too, with any product, off-road or on-road, motorcycles, scooters, and all the other great things they sell, is service. And Terry strives continuously to get as close to that 100% customer satisfaction mark almost as high as any other dealer in the country. Start your credit app at AdamsMotorsports.com. By the way, the manufacturers buy down the credit standards, so decent credit gets you done at Adams Motorsports. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. It is 725.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. If you're headed into Montgomery on I-85 southbound and exiting at Taylor Road, we have a disabled vehicle on the ramp up to Taylor. Be aware that it's there. We have congestion on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. That's all the traffic coming into Montgomery on 231 from Wetumpka. And we're congested on Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Other than that, light to moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good and no accidents injuries to report to you. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time to greet the end of the week. It's Friday. The week's been rough. It's really been tough. You're glad that Friday's here. This day, let's shout, it's Friday. You're watching the clock, now the weekend knocks. You're glad that Friday's here. Monday's finished, Tuesday's over, Wednesday, Thursday done. Ready for a break, well there's no more wait. It's Friday. Started off right and party tonight. You're glad that Friday's here. You're glad it's Friday.
And now,
Lorna, sure hairs you landed on. Oh, God.
What?
I tried to get clever. I was going to, because I wanted to make a certain listener really happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, let me do what I was originally going to do.
Okay.
Three. Okay.
All right.
And now,
here's Hoss Facts Right with today's random facts.
Because that was a bonanza thing. That
see, it was.
Lorne Greene, Landon, Michael Landon.
Okay.
Pernell Roberts, who I met.
Hoss died young, didn't he?
Yeah, really young.
Speaking of TV.
Okay.
Did you know the peak of TV attention can be assigned an exact date?
Oh.
Now, this is where we're going to come in the difference here, and you guys might have to explain it itself, but there's a difference between ratings and share. The share that a program gets.
Share is how much of the audience that's currently tuned in to TV.
Yep. And which is exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
If you have any idea what that date may be, don't even throw out a date. Just tell me what the event might have been.
Are we going for the share?
The share.
Lucy giving birth.
No. Would have been probably before then. I'm not
sure. Was it a news event?
No.
Okay, so
Eisenhower's inauguration.
It was not, I would consider that a news event, not a news event.
Okay.
An entertainment event? Yes. News event? No.
Okay. Was it a sports? It was like a Super Bowl?
Or? It was not a sporting event.
The day Buffalo Bob started whittling Howdy Doody.
I'll give you the exact date.
Okay.
September 9th, 1956.
Oh, man.
September 9th, 1956.
God, I wasn't even 1 year old yet.
1 year old? Are you kidding? I wasn't even born.
CBS.
And it happened on CBS.
Well, that, CBS.
Okay, so it's not Lucille Ball. It's not the baby.
Mm.
It's happened on CBS. The Ed Sullivan Show. So it was Presley?
Presley.
Elvis Presley?
Yes. It was his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
82.6% share.
Wow.
What was the share on the Beatles telecast? February 9th, 1964.
I'd have to look that up.
There were more TVs in use then. That's why it wouldn't.
Exactly. The 82.6% share of U.S. viewers has never been equaled or bettered since then.
Here's the reason, Rich, because the number of televisions exponentially increasing over the years caused the share to be diminished.
I don't understand the words you just said,
Professor.
Neither do I. I made it all up.
Thank you for sharing.
Sharing.
The Beatles don't even make this list.
Is that right?
The 10 biggest live television moments of the 20th century. This was published back in 2016, but number one was Elvis Presley on the Ed Sullivan Show. Number two was the Nixon-Kennedy debates.
Yeah,
from that studio in
it's the only indoor place in America that is a historical monument and cannot be
the old WBBM.
On McClurg Court, 630 McClurg Court. I used to walk by that room every day on the way to the studio.
Number three was the assassination of JFK.
Yeah,
sure.
Number four was the moon landing.
Number four was the moon landing?
Mm-hmm. Number five was Nixon's resignation.
You know, and there's something that's like knowing the score of the Super Bowl and watching the game anyway. Everybody knew what he was going to do.
Yeah. Number six was the Miracle on Ice.
You believe in miracles?
Kidding.
Yes!
It's kind of a surprise.
Number seven was...
Oh, you believe in miracles! I think we have that.
Yes! And then he didn't speak for 2 minutes. That was crazy.
Yeah,
that's what a great announcer does. They let the moment describe itself.
Number seven was the wedding of Charles and Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Jessica was number eight.
Oh.
The Berlin Wall falling was number nine.
No surprise.
What do you think number 10 was?
It's the most 9/11?
It's not 9/11.
That happened this century. This is pre-2000, right?
20th century,
Okay, I got you.
God.
It was the last big event. Took place in the 90s.
Impeachment of Clinton?
No, but it was the Simpson car chase, the O.J. Simpson.
Oh,
I should have had that.
everybody.
And you know, that happened. That was all
that.
Word of mouth.
Everybody.
People had cell phones by then.
Yeah.
And they were calling each other and going nuts watching this thing. Yeah. And in large part because nobody could believe he was actually a murderer.
Yeah.
There was an NBA playoff game going on and they had a double box.
Yeah.
Of the game and
yep.
And the car.
Here's
the Bronco.
Here's Al Michaels.
The Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot. Ray able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Carlemont shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson. 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow.
That's a career moment for Al Michaels.
Yeah. I like Al Michaels a lot, too.
That wasn't even the championship game type thing, was it? That was just like a...
Had to beat Sweden, I think, to get the goal.
Exactly.
But
you beat Russia in their own game.
And that, of course, we were still very much in the Cold War.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lake Placid, New York.
With that imbecile we had in the White House.
I'm trying to find this picture here for you so I can... Well, it doesn't... It doesn't get much bigger. So I'll tell you about this. The famous photo of the Soviet flag being raised during the Battle of Berlin in 1945, mm-hmm. which is this photo. That photo here.
Yes.
That is doctored.
Oh.
That photo has been doctored. The original photographer of that photo added smoke to make it seem more dramatic. And one of the senior sergeant's wrist had a watch removed from it. The reason being was he was already wearing two watches, and if he left one in, it would have implied looting.
Yeah, which they were doing anyway.
So he took that out of the photo.
Whoa.
The Russians were horrible.
Did you know there's still someone in the United States, and he's got a big smile on his face in the picture, I just don't know how, there's still someone in the United States living in an iron lung.
Okay.
And he's in Texas. This is from October of last year, 2020. Guy by the name of Paul Alexander. Still living in an iron lung.
Wow. That doesn't look...
How do you live? I mean, he's alive, and I'm sure he counts his blessings, man. I'm sure he's just thinking, you know, well, it could be worse, right? So...
I've never really been sure what those are designed to help breathing.
I can't remember what the situation for that is.
Michael Jackson, he had a compression chamber.
He had that. This is a long article on it, and I'd have to go through it to actually tell you what it does. But anyway, did you know who was the first woman to regularly display her belly button on television? And
Aiden.
I dream of Jeannie.
That's not actually her. She also became the first woman to do so in front of a live studio audience as well. Barbara Eden got away with it three times before the producers started using makeup and stuff to cover up the navel.
I'll be right on the set as soon as I get my belly button filled.
But to regularly display it on a television show... Yeah. This is what she said about that.
Coco? No?
She said, there were so many things that were censored, ideas and words. All I know is I got in trouble for showing my belly button, and every time I turned around after I went off the air, all you saw were Cheryl Ladd's boobs. It was Cher.
That's right, on the Sonny and Cher show.
Damn.
She used to wear some pretty skanky outfits.
Yeah, skanky is a good word for it.
And finally, the very first movie that was ever released on DVD.
First movie on DVD. I've heard this before.
It's a little trivia thing, but yeah.
I'm not going to be able to remember.
I don't know. What was it?
It's a weather-related film.
Twister.
Bingo.
It's Bingo or is it Twister?
It's Twister.
Oh.
It is Twister. Those are your random facts.
That is funny when Leslie Nielsen is exploring the bad guy's office and
Naked
Gun.
Yeah, he says bingo,
opens the door,
and then
bingo, there's a bingo card. Oh, gosh. Well, we're just entertaining the bejeebers out of ourselves.
So we've been told.
I talked to a couple of folks who join us at Bomb Hours on Wednesday night who have discovered that you believe in miracles. Have a lunch that will taste that good at Wing Fingers downtown. Not exaggerating. I mean, everything is done fresh. You're going to taste the difference, everything from the crispness on the exterior of the very fresh chicken. They make everything that day. That includes the ranch dressing and all the other sauces. Everything homemade at Baumhauer's. Wing Fingers open from 10:30 to 4. Great lunch option now downtown. And if you're not working downtown, but you're in that area during the day, maybe Monday, stop by and enjoy yourself a great lunch. Plus, with the most unique Pepsi dispensing machine in Alabama. That's a fact. Of course, Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. I expect that to be pretty busy this weekend. Got to go see my buddy Don Parker over there. With football happening, if you don't want to dine out, they have absolutely mastered pickup and delivery in a timely fashion with a new technology that allows you to take home food that stays warm without getting moist. And that makes a big difference. And try the Victory Burger. That is, I did it Wednesday night, picked one up. I had it.
You had a half left?
Half, and then did half for lunch yesterday, and it was awesome sauce all the way. Baumhauer's.com to get started. Wing Fingers is in the RSA building on the first floor of 201 Union, and Baumhauer's, of course, on the Boulevard. Am I supposed to take this call now?
I don't know. Hey, Hilton. Hilton, you there?
Hi.
Yeah.
What's up? How are you?
I guess I jumped the gun on the
pop quiz. Yeah, you're supposed to wait for us to ask the question then call.
Okay.
No problem. Call right back.
Yeah, just to give everybody a fair chance.
Call right back, just to be fair. All right.
Thanks. All right, so call right back. Because here it is, time for the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, guys, you know Hilton's already in on this thing, so you might want to get in on it if you want to get this
Marriott,
answer right. Red Roof. this goes all the way back to our first random fact. We talked about there were five places that use Fahrenheit.
Now, we all know U.S. is
one. The U.S. is one of them. Name two of the others.
Ah. Wow. Okay. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
I think it can be done, and I think we're going to have a lot of calls for it.
These kind of corny questions can make our show dreary.
I said I believe
He's not
you.
Even listening to me, and I'm doing corny jokes for him.
I'm sorry. I just did a corny joke, too.
It's 743. 272-9228. First person to correct that wins. Don't forget, we got a grand prize drawing later this morning, and you'll qualify for that, too.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, good news on the roads. We have a little congestion around the Boulevard, especially Northeast Boulevard at Highway 231. A lot of incoming traffic from Wetumpka there. And we're a little busy at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Other than that, light to mostly moderate traffic around the city. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. No accidents reported to us to pass along at this time. Keep it here for more traffic updates. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Guess what? He must have listened carefully.
He got back in, yeah.
And was the first caller. So, Hilton, it's yours to win.
Oh, man. I'm going to say Belize.
I believe you're right. Yeah. And what
Belize,
else?
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, and for some reason, I want to say Copenhagen or Denmark.
No.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
You got Belize, but no, Copenhagen and Denmark use Celsius.
That's not it.
All right, hey, you guys have a good day.
Try you too,
Monday.
Hilton.
We'll be here Monday. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Can you give us two of the countries that still use Fahrenheit outside of the U.S.?
Palau and Cayman Islands.
That's correct.
Wow. Where's Palau, though?
I don't know. I got to look that up.
Palau. How is it spelled?
Well, I know we invaded an island called Palalu. I don't think that's the same thing.
No.
No, so, it's P-A-L-A-U.
By the way, the other one was the Bahamas and the and Belize.
I think it's next to La Maddalena in Italy, off the
boot, Palau is. Palau is an archipelago of over 500 islands, part of the Micronesia region in the Western Pacific Ocean.
Hmm. I know it's out there somewhere.
Do they have an all-inclusive resort?
I would imagine they do.
It would take you a week to get out to a place like that these days. Hang on.
Thanks.
Hey, you got a follow-up for Ben?
I do. Hey, Ben, how are you?
All right. How are you?
Great. What is the speed of a wet towel when it's snapped? Did you hear that one?
The speed of sound.
I'm sorry? Say again?
Speed of sound.
The speed of sound.
Speed of sound. No, not quite. Not the answer we're looking for. But all right. But thanks.
You're still in the grand prize drawing, Ben. Yeah, what is that speed again?
120 miles an hour. That is the one he mentioned. He said it's really faster than that. Do we have any other people here? No? That's it.
Okay. But thank you all. We'll be here same time, same station on Monday.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We were in the upper 20s yesterday morning. We're in the upper 40s this morning. But we have a new supply of cool air that is funneling into the state. The winds will pick up later. It's going to be a windy day, lots of sunshine, winds gusting 10 to 20, occasionally up to 30, 35. Later on this afternoon, with lots of sunshine around. Tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low, 32, but wind chill will be a factor. The wind chill will fall to the 20s. Will be very chilly tomorrow with sunshine. High temperatures only in the 40s. The breeze will make it seem quite a bit colder. Then we'll be in the 20s on Saturday night. Low to mid-50s on Sunday with more sun. And a nice warming trend begins around Wednesday, especially Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Right now, this morning, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour, so the winds are not a big factor right now. It's 47 at 747.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Here's the man. Here's the reason why so many people, when the family says, "Let's get nuts," they head to Tucker Pecan. It's David Little.
How y'all doing this morning?
Hey. Good. What's going on, man?
Good morning.
Man, I've been hibernating, I think, for a couple of weeks now after Christmas, though. You know, it's going great. I mean, you know, everybody wants to make New Year's resolutions. Well, eat chocolate. Because we are making it fresh every day. I mean, they can go on our Facebook page, and I've been back there actually cooking. We've made some great looking caramel sticks. We did tiger butter. You ever heard of tiger butter?
Never heard of it.
No.
It is white chocolate and peanut butter combined.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That'll jump up and bite you now. I mean, it's good. We've got that. We're making I made some white chocolate turtles yesterday. I mean, just all kinds. You know, it's kind of fun. We can go in there and make what we want. If somebody says, "Will you make this?" I'll try it. I mean, I'm gonna give it the taste test myself. But you know, we're trying to do new things, make new candies, and kind of, you know, get ready for 2021. We're gonna make it great. I don't care what happens anywhere else. We are gonna make it great at Tucker Pecan. We're gonna make candies. You know, candy makes people happy. So that's what I'm going to try to do this 2021. And the ladies have gone off to market. They're buying all kinds of new stuff, and it'll be coming in here in the next few weeks. So, hey, everybody come see us down there.
I think it's literally physically impossible to enjoy the amazing creations of Tucker Pecan and not smile at the same time. It's medicinal. So,
well, thank you. I would
like to try some of those creations you're talking about.
I'm down for the tiger butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Sheen, look what he got out of Tiger Blood. He makes tiger butter. That's even better.
Well, y'all come by, or either, heck, I'll just get a little goodie bag and bring it by to y'all. How about that?
We are on the second floor, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday. And we would love to have you stop by.
We will do that. We'll get some and bring it up there to you. Y'all can try it. Give your own air opinion of it.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Thanks, David.
Good.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Don't forget Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Somebody's going to win a $25 gift certificate to Tucker.
Yes.
Next hour.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Holy cow, I get my animals together here. Simba, Little Chase. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman, take us to the vocal. I'm going to start with an animal random fact,
right?
I'll bet you didn't know.
Hit me.
And I'm not trying to compete with you, Jay. I just happened to find this morning.
See that you never do.
Now, follow the Bouncing Hawk Show toast. A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
Is that like a law?
It's a law of nature. I just find that
fascinating.
Yeah. Again, a spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have spotted tail. Snakes in the news. A deadly eastern brown snake discovered swimming inside the overflow channel of a family pool in the suburb of Marino in Adelaide, Australia. A group of professionally trained and licensed snake removers took care of the venomous intruder. and released it into the wild. It is a beautiful snake if you...
Brown snake?
Yeah, long enough to find it, you know, in your swimming pool. Just last month here in Florida, I remember this made news while I was visiting Goose. A Burmese python was found in a driveway before the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee sent a trapper to capture it. And that, of course, is the result of idiots. Same people that got iguanas.
Who let them go.
Just let them go. Yeah. And it's really doing a number on the ecosystem down there. A young cow that was able to escape from a slaughterhouse is being allowed to live now on an animal farm near Salzburg, Austria. The cow, named Lieni, was spotted by a woman as it was escaping the slaughterhouse. Animal charity Gut Ab Rechel located Lieni and rescued her after receiving a phone call from this witness. Gus Otterbichel then paid the original owner of the cow for any lost wages and took Lieni to the animal farm where it will live a life of religious
freedom. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, my favorite animal story from the whole year last year was what?
The donkey.
After the COVID.
I'm too emotional right now to listen to that one again because the inauguration's coming up. maybe after that. Try me. And police wrangled a loose ostrich on a road in Missouri. St. Charles County Police Department said officers from D Platoon responded when an ostrich was spotted wandering loose and walking through traffic. They wrangled the flightless bird named Clyde and returned him to his owners, where he will be free to pursue a life of religious happiness. Those are your animal stories. All right. At 7:56, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to Jay Scott.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractor, or Chiropractic. Millbrook Chiropractor is their website, by the way. You can go and find out everything you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic online at millbrookchiropractor.com or give them a call, 285-8483. That is their phone number. They've got a brand new doctor there. Well, I say brand new. She's almost been there a year now. Dr. Barbara Bloomquist is new to the staff, as well as Janae Moss, who is the massage therapist there, which you can buy gift certificates for. So if you know somebody that needs a massage, whether it be 30 minutes or an hour, or they do a deep tissue and hot stone and all this other great stuff with it, you can actually buy that as a gift and give to somebody you know. So massage therapy and chiropractic work as well. They've got, they accept most insurance plans. Again, all of this stuff you can find out at their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. It's there that you can fill out the new patient forms. It'll save you about 15 minutes when you're filling them out in the office. You can just fill them out online. You can actually, if you still want to, you know, fill them out and not put all your information online, you can download the paper, print it out, and then fill it out and then bring it in. Again, you're saving a lot of time when you come in to the front office there. 285-8483 is their number. It is Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and you can find them online at millbrookchiropractor.com.
Thank you, Jay.
You're yes, welcome, you. Rich and Greg. Yes.
Thank you seems inadequate.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jay. A couple of minutes shy of 8 o'clock, we had our grand prize drawing up there away. We've still got stuff to give away, and keep an eye on Danny maybe calling us from Food Outlet. They've got prime rib at an unbelievable price.
I love prime rib.
Yeah.
How many callers we had so far?
So far this week? We're at the big 50.
Is Mike in that group?
No, Mike's not in that group.
You didn't put him in there.
I didn't get the first letter of his last name, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
It probably starts with A.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you at the moment. Things are looking really good all over the city. We've got some congestion on the boulevard, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, but no problems there. Congested around the Wetumpka area on Highway 14, Millbrook, Prattville busy, but no problems there as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. You guys are doing great this morning. Shopping is festive.